Hey everybody, it's Shamika. I am here to break down the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. I tell people all the time that this is the credit Bible. First, I don't mean any disrespect to anyone by saying that. It is just one of the many tools you can use when repairing your credit. I live by the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. For short, we're going to call it the FDCPA. I want to point out a couple things that I think will be quite important to you all. I definitely want to make these podcasts small, quick, and fast. I know a lot of you have better things to do than to listen to my voice. But I promise everything I tell you will be helpful and beneficial to your situation. Did you know that the FDCPA has information or rules that debt collectors have to abide by when communicating with you for a debt? Well, if you did not know, it is very true. The FDCPA came out with these rules to protect consumers simply because debt collectors were getting out of hand. Do you guys remember a time when debt collectors used to call anytime in the morning, anytime throughout the day, and of course, anytime at night? They would even call on your job. They would call your friends. I remember a time when they used to be rude. They would curse at you. They would talk trash. Very, very unprofessional. But those days have changed. Well, let me read to you what the FDCPA says about debt collectors contacting you. It says that communication with a consumer can only be given with prior consent given to the debt collector, meaning the original company that you have done business with. They, once your account goes into the charge-off status, they have the right then to sell your account to a debt collector for pennies on the dollar, who then tries to come and collect that money for you, for them. They are not collecting on behalf of the original creditor. The creditor has insurance and has cashed out on your account. They then sell that debt to someone else. And then that company, they go after you to get the money. That is how that company stays in business. So I am not saying that you are not responsible for that bill, but I am saying that you don't owe that individual just because they purchased your debt. Okay, back to the FDCPA. It says a debt collector cannot call you at any unusual time or place or a time of which they should know would be inconvenient to the consumer. It says that a debt collector shall assume that the convenient time for communicating with a consumer is after 8 o'clock a.m. and before 9 o'clock p.m. local time at the consumer's location. So I'll say that again. A debt collector cannot call you before 8 a.m. and they cannot call you after 9 p.m. your local standard time. Also, a debt collector may not converse with a consumer if they are made aware that the consumer is represented by a lawyer or an attorney. The reason for this is once you are represented by an attorney, all communication with you and the debt collector company is ceased, and they can only talk to your attorney at that time. They can only come back and talk to you once you inform them that you are no longer being represented by that attorney, and that they can commence communication with you again. That is your choice. They also, this is something a lot of people did not know, the FDCPA also states that they cannot contact you at your place of employment if the debt collector knows or has reason to know that the consumer's employer prohibits the consumer from receiving such communication. So back in the day when the debt collectors used to call at the job, I would simply state that and this was true at the time, I worked on a military base, and I used to let them know that calls were not allowed to be made on the base and that they have to stop calling my job, period. You don't have to go to the extreme anymore because the FDCPA states that they cannot call you at your job. So that is a great thing. It's a wonderful little protection that you have. I'm going to go over one more thing. I'm going to make sure that I don't pass 10 minutes. So bear with me, folks. I also wanted to let you guys know that you can cease conversation. You can cease communication with the debt collectors simply by putting it in writing. There is such a thing called a cease and desist letter. It states here in the FDCPA that if a consumer notifies a debt collector in writing that the consumer refuses to pay a debt, or that the consumer wishes the debt collector to cease further communication with the consumer, the debt collector shall not communicate with that consumer with respect to the debt, except, okay, so when you do a cease and desist, let me back up really quick. That is done in writing. It lets the debt collector know that for 30 days, they are not to contact you. And during that time, they need to validate the debt to verify that that debt that they just purchased is actually yours. And no, I am not talking about them showing you photocopies of bills or anything like that. I'll get into that in another topic of the things that will satisfy debt validation. But we don't accept photocopies of bills. Anyone could have gotten those, in my opinion. So we don't just accept that. But let's get back to this with the cease and communication. It says that the debt collector shall not contact the consumer except, one, to advise the consumer that the debt collection efforts are being terminated. So they can contact you in writing to let you know that they are no longer going after you for the debt. Two, to notify the consumer that the debt collector or creditor may invoke specified remedies which are ordinarily invoked by such debt collector or creditor. In other words, what that's saying is if they're going to take you to court, if they are trying to come after you for some type of legal issue, and I have a minute left. And the third is to notify the consumer that they intend to evoke a specified remedy. This is almost like saying the last thing. If they're doing anything special on your account, they have to let you know. They have to send it by mail. And that's actually the most important piece, that they have to send it to you by mail, cannot be in writing. So to recap really fast, I got about 20 seconds left for the FDCPA. It states that a debt collector cannot call you after 8 a.m. After 8 a.m. and before 9 p.m. a local standard time. They also shall cease communication in writing. And if they want to let you know about any changes to your account, they have to send it to you in writing through the mail. You can get a cease and desist letter, which gives you 30 days of communication free time from the debt collectors, as well as gives them the time to validate the debt that you are saying you need proof that is actually yours that they want you to pay. So I'm going to leave off here. Sorry, guys, I went over the time by a couple seconds. Hope you enjoy. We'll be talking again. This is Shamika with Shamika Saves and Simplified Legal. I'll talk to you guys later.